I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I'm Zara Buck, and this is The Netball Show with Mizuno. Here at The Netball Show, we've always supported the work of the Mintridge Foundation. They're going to be part of a Moving March scheme to get everyone active. Alex Pask from the Foundation told Andy more about the work they do with their netball ambassadors.
Alex, new people are joining the podcast all the time at the minute. So for them, what exactly is the Mintridge Foundation?
We're the Mintridge Foundation, and we have a team of professional athletes, so Olympians, Paralympians, England netballers, so a huge variety of ambassadors across over 20 different sports that deliver mentoring programmes in schools and clubs and academies across the UK. So that's direct programmes with assemblies and coaching sessions, followed by the remote element with 6 months of access to that ambassador via an app that we have, as well as Skype, just to continue that legacy and get to know students on a one-on-one basis to help them in goal setting, in sports participation, in confidence and self-esteem. So a huge variety of objectives that we're able to meet with our flexible approach and diverse group of ambassadors.
Mintridge ambassadors obviously visit schools, offer sessions. Netball in particular, people like Pamela Ebony and George Elise are involved, who's, let's be honest, having a total fly start of the season.
Oh yeah, Georgia is. So that, yes, there are three netball ambassadors, and it's great that netball is so popular, largely on the back of the Commonwealth Games success earlier in the year, which is brilliant. But also I think lots of schools just absolutely love it. It's a really inclusive sport. And when we have ambassadors like Ebony, Pamela and Georgia, it's brilliant. And as you say, Georgia's just moved across to Saracens Mavericks, and to see the flying start that she's had is incredible. I think she's probably the busiest that she's ever been in her work life, as she's just taking on a new university course. But it just shows that if you've got that balance outside of foot and the distraction as well, it will help her game and it will help her become a better athlete. Switch the Play, who we work really close with, they say better people make better athletes. So I think that just shows it with Georgia.
It's nice to see that when they get out and visit schools, they can actually take something from the day and really benefit.
Yes, I mean, the fact that these athletes are there in front of them that usually they would only see on the television screens, it makes them so much more real. And I think they realise how relatable they are to them. They realise that they're just normal human beings. And what I love most about our work is that young people take really different things from the same day. So it might be that they've learnt some new skills and techniques in netball, or they've really taken a lot out of the presentation. You know, Pamela talks a lot about how talent can only get you so far. Ebony talks about her balance with her education and how she copes with pressure, so people can use that for help with exams and so on. And that's what's so brilliant. It's so diverse and it really helps attract lots of different people for lots of different reasons.
You must get some pretty good feedback as well from everybody involved.
Oh yes, we do. I think we're very particular with who our athletes and our ambassadors are, and we ensure that we pick the very best. So yes, feedback is always just incredible. And I think the biggest thing is that teachers love just how much they care and how much that the ambassadors want to give when, as we've just mentioned, when their schedules are so busy, and they want to give back to the younger generation to help. So that's usually what the positive feedback is centred around.
And let's be fair, you're an award winner yourself, that time Sportswoman of the Year. Still many happy memories on that?
Oh, massively, yes. yes, I keep my trophy very close to me. So yeah, it's to look back and just to see where the foundation has gone from. So from one little idea nearly 4 years ago to now being on the national stage, it's amazing. So I'm absolutely loving it. And just to see the growth of the foundation. We've just had Gemma Ricks and Lauren Woodwiss, two friends of mine, decided to row the Atlantic, and they picked the Mintridge Foundation as one one of their charities, which is just incredible. And I just love it so much that they're just two normal girls that have just gone and broken a world record. So it just proves that what the mind can believe, the body can achieve. And I just think what they've done is phenomenal. And the fact that we've been able to support them and they've been supporting Mintridge, it's huge to be a part of something so special.
I saw that Mintridge are going to be taking place in Moving March. So what's that all about?
Yeah, so we've just created a new campaign for March. So coming up next month, we want to get as many people active as we can. And it's really, really simple with how we do it. We work with an organisation called Fit for Change, which is an app. So if people want to get involved, all they have to do is download the app for free. It's called Fit for Change. They select the Mintridge Foundation as the charity. And all we're asking is for every day throughout March, you run, walk or cycle 1 mile. And that will give valuable pennies to Mintridge. So for every mile you run, walk or cycle, 5p will come through to us. So obviously the more people we get on board, the better. But it just really, it's a way of fundraising, but going back to our core values of getting everyone active at the same time. And there's absolutely no cost to anyone there as well. So that's what's so great with the app.
And the mile itself, it doesn't sound like much, does it? It's
nothing. No. Yeah, no, not at all. And it could be that, particularly with busy schedules, it might be that somebody can do a quarter of a mile in the morning and then more later in the day. It can be, some of it could be running, some of it could be walking and cycling. It's completely up to how people would like to do it. But we just want to see as many people getting active as possible.
People will be interested in getting involved and maybe supporting you in this. So what's the best way to find out more and see you on Twitter, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so it's best to just have a check out our social media feeds, and then as we move towards March, we'll be putting some blog posts up about it. And what's great is that our nutrition partner Nibble are supporting the campaign as well, so there'll be lots of healthy brownies there for those that rack up the most miles as well. So Ooh. We've got lots of support from different people.
And more information on Mintridge, just mintridgefoundation.org.uk.
Yes, that's correct. And we're on all social media platforms as well. So on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and we can see lots of our coverage on our YouTube channel as well, which gives a good flavour of our programmes.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Diva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.